should be a little gentler, you know? And there she goes. Alright. It's now or never. Hello. Sorry to disturb you in your keep so late in the afternoon, just unannounced. The circumstances of me coming here are, well, quite ridiculous, if I'm being honest. Nothing's wrong at all. There's no emergency in the kingdom or anything. It's just, I needed to speak specifically with you about something. I don't know if you recognize me or not, since we've never formally spoken, but I'm one of the riders in your flight group who run patrols around the kingdom. I've never properly introduced myself, but you might recognize the name of my dragon, Alara? Yes, that's her. The all-white wyvern with blue eyes. Alara the White Wing, as some people call her, though she hates being called that, so... Don't ever let her hear you say that. But, the reason I'm here is actually sort of because of her. May I come in? The subject I wanted to speak about shouldn't take too long, but Alara said she wouldn't be back for me until I've, well, spoken properly to you about it, and it's quite cold outside. Thank you, you're very kind. Sorry again for inconveniencing you like this. Alara is very good-hearted, but she can be a bit pushy. And also insistent, especially when she thinks it's something that has to do with me. The main living space of these keeps is my favorite. I've been a dragon rider for years now, and I still can't believe we each get our own to live in. Yours is very nice. I love how you've decorated it. Yes, the living spaces are so large and spacious, though I suppose they kind of have to be if your dragons are going to fit in there, don't they? Oh, I just love the way you have your hearth designed as well. The intricate designs are beautiful. Wow. Being the dragon rider of such a large kingdom does indeed have its perks, doesn't it? And of course, having such a kind and generous queen as well. So, is your dragon not here? His name is Elisted, isn't it? Yes, well, I just try to keep track of all the names of the dragons in my flight group. Not as though I purposefully look up information on your dragon or any sort of strange thing like that. Out hunting for food. Then I suspect that's where Alara will go as well. Alara is looking for him because she has something she needs to speak to him about as well. Or I guess I should say confess to him as well. Which is part of what I wanted to speak to you about. Where would you prefer we sit? Just to speak. The couch? Sure, it looks quite comfortable. A glass of wine? I really shouldn't. I'm already taking up your time as it is. If I took your wine as well, then it would just be thievery. Well, all right. If you insist, I won't ever pass up a nice glass. Thank you. Well, I guess I should explain what this whole ridiculous situation is about, shouldn't I? It is a bit of a story. Would you mind hearing me until the end? Thank you. Well, I suppose I should start with getting right to the point of this all, which is the truth, and the truth is that I have feelings for you. I've been interested in you for quite a long time now, actually. I'm sure you remember the day of the pairing ceremony all those years ago, where we all got to see if we felt a connection with any of the dragons or dragon eggs from the sanctuary. The most exciting moment of our lives, even in the middle of all that, I still noticed you. And don't get me wrong, when I found out I had been selected to see if I could form a connection with an egg or a dragon and go into training to become a full-fledged rider, it was the most exciting moment of my life. When I entered the sanctuary, looking at all those rows of eggs, and eventually coming to that one pure white egg, I immediately became overwhelmed by emotions and started crying. Don't laugh at me. Everyone becomes aware of the connection in their own ways, and for me, it was just to cry. The moment I saw that egg, I never wanted to take my eyes off it again. Obviously, that egg went on to hatch as Alara. Still, I never forgot seeing your face before I entered. You had such a determined and confident look on your face, while everyone else looked so nervous. Though, if memory serves me, I entered to attempt a pairing before you. So, when I left the sanctuary to join the group of people who had also formed a connection with their own eggs and dragons, you weren't there. I was very worried for you. I knew to become a dragon rider, it meant as much to me as it did for you, and how it would have crushed you if you didn't form a connection. So all I could really do was stand there and hope you'd come out of the exit for paired people as well. And you did. Not only had you made a connection, but it was with an already hatched dragon. And it was Elisa, no less. I'll never forget that proud look on your face, walking to join the rest of the group with Elisa at your side. He was so much smaller back then, but still very big and by far the most impressive looking dragon in the group. Pairing with a dragon who's already hatched is such a rare thing to happen. I remember how excited everyone was that Elisa had finally paired with a rider, because of how rare and unique he was. Four legs and jet black scales. The membranes of his wings are naturally armored and can't be torn. And being able to breathe flames hot enough to melt stone? From the moment he came into adolescence. And since he was already born and well into adolescence when you paired with him, you were able to start training right away. I, on the other hand, had to wait until Alara was hatched and at least decently grown before I could begin any serious rider training. Which makes Elisa a fair bit older and more experienced than Alara. Still, though, when the time finally came for us to be assigned to flight groups, I requested to be in the one you were in. God, I feel like such a stalker now, knowing all these things about you and him. It didn't help that I was too embarrassed to really speak with you outside of simple hellos and communicating while flying. I've just always been a rather reserved person, and the fact that Alara doesn't usually even let strangers get within arm's reach of me certainly didn't help either. She's always been way too overprotective of me. I guess the point I'm trying to make from telling you all this is that I've had these strong feelings for you for a long time. Since, you know, riders and their dragons can feel each other's emotions, Alara found out almost immediately, of course. I think she found out before I did. Or before I realized. For a long while, I think she just kind of ignored it, but as my feelings for you got stronger, she eventually got tired of feeling them all the time and me never acting on them. So, this morning, she snapped, and she told me that she's going to tell Elisa, who no doubt would probably tell you. And I begged her not to, but she kept saying how it would be the best for me in the long run. So I sort of just blurted out that if I would be the one to tell you, then I also made her promise to confess as well, because I knew she was interested in Elisa. And I sensed her interest for him for quite a while, though I never told her. So I threatened to tell Elisa how she was interested in becoming his mate. That girl acts like such a know-it-all and all proud all the time, but she got real nervous when I broke that to her. I swear that the vast majority of the time, we get along perfectly well. There's no one in this world I trust more than her, and she's always been there for me through every difficult moment in my life since I've had her. It's just that this time, she had it coming. But anyway, that left us at an impasse. We both knew we just couldn't go on with the way things were at that point. So we came to an agreement. I would confess my feelings for you on the condition that she confesses her feelings to Elisa. So she dropped me off at your door, flew off to find him, and here I am. And that's how this happened. I appreciate you listening to this whole tirade so patiently thus far. The This whole situation is just ridiculous. I don't expect you to have any feelings for me, nor should you feel like you're obligated to. Especially after the way this was all presented and how we've yet to really speak that much to each other. I wanted to know how you felt. I was always mesmerized by your confidence in a way. Sure, when a rider is on the back of their dragons, we all feel like we could conquer the world, but seeing you riding on Elisa was just... something else, you know? And it's not just me either. All the other riders can feel it as well. Just this air about you that makes the others want to follow you wherever you wish to go. Even I don't fully understand it. And I don't know if you're aware, but the other female riders have certainly taken notice as well. I'll admit the gossip about who's going to be the one to woo you, or whose dragon is going to become Lysette's mate. I can't stand it sometimes. I'm completely serious, they are. Jealous? Why would I be jealous of them? Okay, maybe a bit jealous. I can't help it, though. I feel like none of those girls ever take the time to look past anyone's physical appearance. They're only focused on how handsome and strong you look. Which, I mean, you do, but you're also so much more than that. I know this whole confession might seem just like the strangest thing to you ever, but I mean, even if it's just to say you aren't interested, I'd still be curious to know what you have to say. I'm sorry for overwhelming you like this, but it had to be said. I'm pleased to know that you do not dislike me, but I do understand not having the same amount of feeling for me. I mean, you didn't even know I felt this way, and tonight is really the first time we've ever spoken, so thank you for being honest with me. Alara is too far away for me to communicate with now, but I can still sense what she's feeling, and from what I'm feeling, I can tell she's already found Elisa. And her own confession must have gone really well. She always has been an incredibly fast flyer, but she must have gone full steam to have put this much distance between us in such a short time. You must have felt it from Elisa as well. No, I'm okay. It's just the emotions coming from her are starting to get really intense. It just startled me. She almost never laughs. I remember hearing all the time during our studies and training about how our shared emotions with our dragons are very powerful and can affect us whenever they're angry or wanting to mate, and how we should prepare ourselves for when that happens. But to actually be experiencing it, it's something else. Yeah. everything all right? Your face just flushed red. I guess this is the beginning of the courtship process. Has Eliza ever said anything to you? Really? Well, from rumors, I thought he was interested in the Red Dragon who recently joined. So, I'll admit these feelings I'm getting from her all really new to me. I thought I would freeze on the saddle on the way here, even though we flew below the cloud line, but now I feel like I'm burning up. Is it all right if I take my cloak off? And maybe my riding gear is just to cool down a bit. I'm still wearing my casual clothes underneath, I promise. Thank you. It's getting so hot. That's better. And now I'm realizing I left my sword on Alara's saddle. Great. I promise I'm not normally this disorganized. If Alara knew the state I looked in right now, all sweaty and disheveled, she'd throw a fit. She can be very traditional in terms of what she thinks looking and being proper should be like for me. Well, thank you for the glass of wine. It was delicious. And thank you again for listening to my confession. I suppose all we can do now is wait for you felt that too, right? She was supposed to just confess and then just come back, but do you think there You're not telling me that. Oh, you're blushing again. Did Eliza just mark her? I just feel this heat by my neck. He did it, didn't he? Well then. I suppose I will be here for much longer then. The night? Does it take that long? Are you feeling alright? Don't feel like you should. Do you want me to leave? I can be in the other room if you want me to be. I can feel that I can't speak right now. I can see you're just as flushed as I am. Come here. What are you doing? How is this making it better? No, you do. Yeah. You don't have to take your shirt off. Yeah. Right. You read in a book. I highly doubt writers have to also be in close quarters while that is happening. I mean, it's not even guaranteed that writers have to pair accordingly to their dragons, right? I can feel your heartbeat. It's almost as intense as hers. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have. Are you sure? I mean, we hardly know each other.